It sounds good making sure your doctor isn't overworked, but a new study finds cutting the number of consecutive hours from medical interns may increase the risk to the patients. I talked about this with Gail Walensky, Senior Policy Fellow for Project Hope. She led the healthcare team for President George H.W. Bush.
We may recognize the problem, but may not necessarily come up with the answer that actually will work in practice. The second thing is, even good answers can have unintended consequences. And in this case, the problem we were trying to solve is residents who are operating under very little sleep were believed to be more prone to making medical errors, which we know is a problem in the United States. So the assumption was by limiting the number of hours that a resident could work, that would improve the patient safety measures. Unfortunately, it doesn't appear, at least from this study, to be having the desired effect. And it is disruptive to the training that residents are receiving because they may have to stop following a patient in the middle of their treatment, and that's leading to problems in what we call handoffs, when a patient moves from one setting to the next or from one physician to another. So it's possible that the patient's safety could have decreased, not improved. Now, I don't know that we can make all of these statements very definitively. This is based on one study.
Do you have thoughts on what might be a better solution?
To try empirically to figure out how to improve patient safety. And part of that may be by moving to more team-based care where you're not as dependent on having one single individual make decisions that, especially if they are tired, may not be as good a decision as they would make if they were part of a group. There are a whole variety of other ways to try to make sure people have an adequate amount of rest, but it assumes you don't have to worry about somebody being exploited, and I think that was really a lot of the driving force.
You are co-chairing an Institute of Medicine's Committee on Graduate Medical Education, talking about little tweaks here and there, or maybe a total reworking of how people are prepared to care for the sick.
I don't know exactly where we're going to come out, and under the rules of the Institute of Medicine, I couldn't tell you anyway, but one of the big challenges that we're facing is knowing how to train, you really have to make some decisions. We have providing healthcare services by a single physician or a small group of physicians in a single specialty, but there are many people who feel we may be able to have better healthcare delivered if we use a team-based approach with nurse practitioners and physicians and other healthcare workers. We have a different distribution of tasks than we've had in the past, especially with a population that's getting older and a population that has a lot of chronic disease. Our healthcare delivery system is really modeled on at least the last century, where most of our ailments were acute illnesses rather than the chronic illnesses of diabetes and high blood pressure and issues of older age.
You know, it's much easier for us to sit here in an interview setting and speculate than some poor soul who's just coming off a 14-hour shift at a hospital. But do you think we could greatly improve healthcare in America, strictly in terms of the men and women who work in those facilities?
I do. I think we have very well-trained technically and very well-meaning health professionals that are working very hard to try to provide good health care. We need to help them. We need to make sure they have the kind of information systems and prompts that in the 21st century could allow them to access information that they need more readily. And we have to make sure that they're doing so in an environment that they don't feel like they're being second-guessed or about to be sued. If mistakes happen, not because there's negligence, but because sometimes you can't anticipate all of the consequences of a complex medical problem, and you have to make the best decisions you can.
Gail Walensky, Senior Policy Fellow for Project Hope.